They marched into the prison visitors' room single file, wearing blue gowns and mortarboards with tassels instead of their prison greens. And course instructor Kevin Folsom handed out the diplomas to the inmate graduates.
Jamie De Jesus. This is your certificate of completion.
38-year-old Jamie De Jesus has spent most of the last 10 years in prison for selling cocaine. But this week, he was class valedictorian, proud of the skills he'd acquired.
I know what mills and lathes are. And please trust me when I tell you the function of a lathe is not to lathe stock, but the process is actually referred to as turning. And a CNC lathe is referred to as a turning center. It's similar to the way we are actively turning our lives around.
The certificate he and his seven fellow inmates have earned qualifies them for an entry-level position, starting pay ranging from $12 to $20 an hour. And there are dozens of such openings on the state's jobs website. And De Jesus is anxious to finish his sentence and start applying for them.
The goal is now to get me to a minimum security prison so I can work and make the transition period a little more easier for me and my family. If I can get a chance of 12 months to work and put a little bit of money away, it's going to help all the more when I get home.
Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish was a guest speaker at the graduation. She says the best way to reduce recidivism in the state prison system is to treat inmates like they're future taxpayers.
These are in-demand jobs, in-demand skills, and now we have some in-demand potential employees. Because this isn't about, you know, paying back the money it took in order to, you know, house them or, you know, provide meals or training. This is about having a place in society and making a vibrant community and avoiding recidivism.
Recidivism rates in Wisconsin have dropped by 10% over the past decade. Still, a recent study found that more than a third of the inmates released in 2010 were back in prison 3 years later. DOC Secretary Ed Wall says vocational programs like this one can help change that, but he says it's costly. The mobile machining lab these inmates studied in cost $300,000 and can only handle a class of 12 inmates at a time.
It becomes a budget issue, but this is a proof of concept, really, is what we're working on with this, to see are there other things that we can create, other types of mobile lab platforms that we can move from institution to institution and bring the training with us.
One of this week's inmate graduates, 28-year-old Jonathan Luna, is nearing the end of his sentence. He says he'd like to see the state put more money into programs like this one.
Honestly, I think vocational programs in any type of institution should be where the money should be at. Having an opportunity like this to earn money, to stay home, not return, and do something positive with your life, I think is just outstanding.
Luna says he's already looking at some job offers near his home in Pewaukee that could lead to an apprenticeship and a chance to work toward an advanced degree.
So this is not the end. This is just a starting point.
The mobile training lab will stay at the Racine Prison for at least another 6 months. 12 more inmates have already signed up to take the computer machining program. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.